But if you're playing tag or hide and seek, you have to be able to touch what?
We have what you call a base, a place where the guy's counting the numbers off. That's easy.
Okay.
You got to beat him to it and catch it before he gets there. Beat him there or her, who's never there during the count.
Okay. You throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
Okay. And I threw the ball and he?
He caught it.
Okay. And you might say, I've been fishing for trout, but I hadn't.
Hadn't caught none.
Okay. If somebody says, let's meet in town, do I get there first, Al?
Wait on you.
Okay.
If you get there first, you wait on me. Are we going to meet at a certain
okay.
place?
Somebody's got a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody. You say he seems to be in a
not a very nice fella. He's in
okay.
a good mood every time you see him.
Okay. Would you say anything else, say in a good what?
I said a good mood.
Uh-huh. Would you ever say good humor?
Yes. Yes. Moody's one.
Or feeling frisky or something like that?
That'd be for a girl.
If, maybe there's some salesman making a pest of himself, you say, wait till I, what? You don't want him around?
Oh, I tell him to wait till
you
I come back.
Wait
till I come back.
Okay. All right, you've got termites, but you call an exterminating company, they'll come in.
They'll come and inspect and spray if you want them to.
What do they do to the termites?
They kill them.
Okay, and you got somebody working for you that loafs all the time. You decide to discharge them, you
fine.
Okay.
It was fine because they're not giving no service there.
Okay, well, okay, I was something to something like get rid of or get shut of.
Oh, well, you've used either one of them, yes. For fine, or get rid of them, or get shut of them, either one. Now, you can use all three of those.
Okay.
Fire them, I got rid of them.
Let's go back to the company. Did you say get shut of them or get rid of them?
Well, he's got rid of them. That's the most proper word. I had termites and the man come in and got rid of all of them.
Okay. He didn't know what was going on, but he, what, like he knew it all?
You act like you know everything was going on, didn't know nothing.
Okay. Okay, if somebody stole your pencil.
Stole your pencil?
Okay, you might ask who, what?
Who stole my pencil?
Would you ever use a different word there, maybe a slang word or something?
Well, yes, a slang word. Somebody clipped me for my pencil.
Okay.
Somebody got me for my pencil here the other week, a little pen the other week.
Okay. You say yesterday he what? Me a letter.
He wrote me a letter yesterday.
Okay, and you might say I've just what?
Just received it.
Well,
I just got the letter today. Well, you're still speaking of the letter.
Now I'm talking about you writing one. I just what? Him a letter.
I just wrote him one.
Okay.
The letters met on the road is what you're getting to.
Okay.
Is that right?
Or you might say he hasn't what in a long
and,
time.
He hasn't wrote in a long time.
Okay. And you put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen and...
You address it.
Okay. And you might ask, I want to write to him, but I don't know...
Don't know his address.
Okay. And someone asks if you put up that new fence yet. You say no, but I... What? Pretty soon.
I will put that pretty soon.
Would you ever say, meaning to or fixing to?
Yes, I will use either one of them. I meant to mean to put it up. Well, I'm fixing to put it up. That means I'm fixing to go put it up then.
Okay.